those tuned in on CKUW. Our time is up. We'll catch y'all next.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is Redbox Radio 95.9 FM CKUW. As we do each and every Saturday night between 8 and 10 p.m. On this station, Carry On the Legacy. It's a brand new show this week. I know I've been out and inactive for a while, but I want to give you guys a fresh new show for this week. We're now in the fourth quarter of 2021. So with that being said, I'm going to go over my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the first three quarters of the year, seeing as how we're the last quarter of the year. So we're going to go in alphabetical order for you guys, so that way you guys can scope out some of these albums and make sure you guys check each and every one out, because in my opinion, all these albums are 10 out of 10, you know what I mean, beat-wise and lyric-wise. So the first album we're going to get into is none other than, let's see, I'm just pulling up the catalog here, Beneficence and Confidence. The album's called Stellar Mind. These guys dropped a really great, great album. I think this one came out in the second quarter of the year. And I highly suggest you guys check this one out if you want some real good hip-hop, some of that throwback vibe, just dope beats and dope lyrics. That's kind of the whole premise of the show. And I'm glad you guys are still following the show, man. I'm going to try to give you some new content as the weeks carry on. So with that being said, we're going to get into a track off of Beneficence and Confidence. The album's called Stellar Mind. Make sure you go check that one out.
No snitch policy, show the best side of me. Authentic, it gotta be. We don't sign no affidavits, nope. Except cash payments. All hood, forget the A-list. I'm on my Larry Davis, ain't it shocking? Nah. Rap's permanent fixture, no concern, talent mister. Destruction of a twister, indulging elixirs. Simply counterproductive, smack the only disruptor. Dodging upstate buses, dudes are snagged by these Rico laws for sure. Frequent globe traveler, Mars birth caliber. Dates upon the calendar, a Hollywood professionals, you dig? Dig. This ain't a figment of the mental. It's gins versus gentile. The riches of frugal. States of Senegal. Bars registered off the brain. Still inspired by Kane. Mark Twain in this terrain. Strange, short of the range. Arranger and composer. Carry sling in the holster.
Let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go.
If I told y'all once, I ain't gonna say it again. I know you heard me the first time, friend. Caution. From the home of Marvin Hagler, relativity and NASA. Careers all plaster, points clearer than Casper. Certified with realism, underground appealism. Praise the boss of thought, to stop it with the nihilism. Idealism, cold as Arctic flow. Body the fan favorite, roll them in carpet and go. Targeted pro, came as the martyr with soul. Hearts are danced in a row, see what the mansion sold. It's been told to mankind that every head must bow. Y'all can throw in the towel, I'm lyrically well endowed. Multi-star general, laced with trace minerals. Grace with flaws minimal, throwbacks is digital. Vocals type criminal, still I'm hospitable. Speak the brick syllable, cop is all killable.
Let's go, let's go. Everybody come on and let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Everybody come on and let's go.
We march on down to Bergen and Hawthorne. The stellar mind enables the brother to spark songs. Suburban gangster, so we out in Voorhees. We take cheap shots like Mayweather did Ortiz. Sharp on my toes like the artist of trapeze. You honor the trapeze. My dudes is walking felonies 5 to 15. As odd as it seems, the props is pristine. Intelligence supreme since the age of 16. Thoughts is kind.
lines mixed, so I'm forced to rhyme slick. Yeah, pay up the venue with promoters deposit. Get the bread recoup, pass it down to my kids. Y'all screaming on ad libs, harassing the masses. Just a true confirmation, definition of whackness. Acrobatical tactics when I'm sparring in practice. Slick talk if you like, you'll be forced to retract it. Yeah, spin heads around to revolve on this axis. Black.
All right, y'all. So that was Beneficence and Confidence off their album they dropped earlier this year called Stella Mind. That track was called Let's Go. Let's Go. Oh, my God. That's mad flavor, man. If you like that track, you like the whole rest of the album. That was just a standout album dropped earlier this year. Like, the way I do it, guys, I follow hip-hop all throughout the year. I check out when albums are coming out. I save the covers. And then when the album actually drops, I go check the album out. And then from there, if it's dope, I keep it in the stash. If not, I just delete it and move on. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I do my thing. And I've done that over the years, like basically since as long as I can remember. Well, digitally online, I've been doing that for like 15 years probably. But I've been scoping out hip-hop albums since 1988. I've been following hip-hop. I got introduced in 87. And then 88 is when I've been following the albums, man, that came out and just been listening to them. And that's how I do my thing. So that's album number one in my top 10 hip-hop album picks for 2021 thus far, which is covering the first three quarters of the year. We're now in the final quarter, so we'll have to see what comes out. But that's for now. And if you guys have been listening to the show previously, I have created a blog site, which is essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. If you go over there, you can check out all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from 1986 all the way to the present year. So my email address is on there. You can shoot me an email if you want to communicate and want to talk hip-hop. Let me know what you think of the blog and such. But with that being said, coming in at album number two, we have Big Stacks and Nighttime. The album's called The Vibe Out. These guys are from the somewhere in North Carolina, South Carolina, I believe. And this album is on like some Pete Rock-ish, man. It's very funky, very soulful. And I highly suggest you guys check this album out, man. It's called The Vibe Out, Big Stacks and Nighttime. So we're going to play a joint off this album. So check it out.
Can't achieve if you lay on your back, so it's time for you to pick up the slack and get your focus intact, or your position will be broken, you're fat, and then you're hating on the cats with the stacks because they took your feedback, plus the fact you had disastrous maps. I gotta take you from a level of piss up to a level of crap. You just a phony, got the blues, Tony, always trying to give niggas game. You ain't pretty, Tony. Aw, you gotta move with the thrusto, gotta go out with the gusto, get up in the water, take a chance like a ship or a tugboat, singing real loud,
hit the big notes.
And you gotta let the skills flow like a number two pencil. Never leave your passion in limbo. Sounds kinda simple, but the hard part is freaking distraction. So dig down deep and make it happen. Gotta go with the flow and try to optimize. Build a plan correct and try to monetize. Devise a plan and sound so you can advertise.
So now you gotta go and make it happen.
Don't look for nobody else dragging their feet up in a carry weight. It's a dead end zone, only to complicate. Put your back on your back, it's time to duplicate.
So now you gotta go and make it happen.
Black people pay attention to the scum and the fakes. You know they lie to the face and then they're giving us contemptible bait. Sort of like a carnivore with the steak on the plate. Salivate for the taste and they make with the cake.
Wait.
There's the apologist, politics opposite. Hope that we stop it, it's systemic fraudulent. No longer tolerant, treat you like a cheap trick. On your knees and hope that you swallow it. I'm getting sick of the scams that they run on our kids. Plus the cameras and the pandering shit. And the cops get away with the murder and they get no convict. What can I say, it's a typical shit. Switch to a place where niggas put the grips to your wigs and then they killing all these innocent kids. We gotta make it immotivate, build to propagate, shape the tree for better plans and higher stakes.
Gotta
lower the flow and try to optimize. Build a plan, correct, and try to monetize. Devise a plan and sell so you can advertise.
So now you gotta go and make it happen.
Don't look for nobody else, dragging their feet up in a carry weight. It's a dead end zone, only to complicate. Put your back on your back, it's time to duplicate.
So now you gotta go and make it happen.
Yeah, no doubt, y'all. So that was none other than, that album is The Vibe Out by Big Stacks and Nighttime, man. That track was called Make It Happen. So if you guys, these guys aren't well known. This is like straight underground hip hop. So if you just go on online, you can do a search for their album, Big Stacks and Nighttime, The Vibe Out. And you, if you put Bandcamp behind it, you'll probably find their Bandcamp page. And I actually was communicating with Big Stacks when the album dropped earlier this year, and I was telling him how big influence he is. And I asked him if he'd be down for an interview for the radio show, and he says yeah. So I'll see if I can arrange that sometime in the near future, y'all. But yeah, that's coming in at album number 2 in my top 10 hip hop album picks for 2021 thus far. So all right, so coming in at album number 3. We have none other than the legend himself, Common, from Chi-Town, from Chicago. And his brand new album is called A Beautiful Revolution, Part 2. And this album came out about, so we're in October. I think it came out in August, I believe, late August. And, oh my goodness, this album, if you want to talk about funk, you want to talk about soul, beat-wise, incredible lyrics. Common touches on a bunch of different topics. Very Afrocentric. The lead single off this album I heard, which is called Imagine. And I remember I saw the video when it got released, and I was sending it to a bunch of my buddies. They couldn't believe they were bugging out, man. So we're going to get into the lead single off this album. It's called Imagine, from Common's brand new album, A Beautiful Revolution, Part 2, y'all. Make sure you go pick that one up.
Imagine layers in a game where we all players. No more stargazing or police car chasing. Imagine life to bring us Lauryn Hill type of singers. Even the righteous schemers still let Christ redeem us. Life is greener on this side. The beauty that we see be coming from inside. Imagine if you a god and she a goddess. My people get free, locked up from weed charges. We no longer targets, so bodies on the market. Clean water coming out of Flint faucets. It's awesome, not being petty, but got petty cash. Everything on the path we already have. Imagine having a woman like Betty Shabazz. Steady with class, ready to blast till the chariots pass. To take me to my new destination. I think of miracles, it's my imagination.
I've been dreaming of a paradise. Somewhere a little Paris, like where I wanna be. Let's travel to the greener side. A lovely place inside my mind. Don't you wanna see?
mind, today's divine, no longer in a race with time. Every day we wake up is the day to shine. Imagine you could turn water to your favorite wine. And when you're taking down your girl, you can take your time. Imagine loving you enough, you don't need a like. Kids, fathers in their life just to lead them right. No longer worry about sickness, cause we're eating right. Amanda Gorman poems, mantras that we recite. Imagine not being politically correct, but spiritually direct, still giving me respect. Imagine if you could change the world through song. No longer do we have to pay back school loans. Imagine in the hood doing our own renovations. Another way to keep the dollar circulating. Mountaintops of patience just to heal a nation. Since I was little, I had a big imagination.
I've been dreaming of a paradise, somewhere a little Paris like. Let me take you there. Don't you wanna come with me? Don't you wanna come and see? Good times without no care. Won't you let me take you there? Don't you wanna come with me? Don't you wanna come and see?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Calm and laying it down for 2021, man. The first edition of the Beautiful Revolution was just okay. But this one, part two, it blew my mind, man. Right when I put it in and I started bumping it front to back. It has a couple good spoken word tracks on there. And like I said, the beats are very soulful, very funky. Just really, really good quality hip-hop, man. So big shouts to Kama for dropping a solid project. So that's coming in at album number three. Number three, yeah, on my top 10 hip-hop album picks for 2021. Of course, like I created a blog site, y'all, so you can check everything out. All my top 10 hip-hop album picks from 1986 all the way up to this present year and beyond, because I keep this moving. Really proud of it, so go check it out. My email address is on the main page. You can shoot me an email, let me know what you think about it. And coming in at album number four, we have Ed OG and Insight. They drop an album called Ed OG and Insight Innovates. Really dope artist, both Insight and Ed OG from Boston. Been following them for many, many years, and they dropped a really solid project here. So we're going to get into a joint off this album, y'all. Make sure you go pick this one up and check this one out. Certified banger, man. Front to back.
Immune to the violence. It's all senseless. We on the fences. Apprehensive. Everyone defensive. Everything offensive. The best things in life are free. The rest are expensive. Shots are missed, but they attempted. Preempted. If I said it, I meant it. Inventive. They want you with no incentive. In their care, that's intensive. Only giving inches. You gotta write your own course. Light your own torch. Go fight for what's yours. No tit for tat. Trying to run up or even one up. It's not a comeback. It's a come up. I do the math. Stop moving fast. No matter who you ask. When you in space, your body losing mass. Cruising past, first to last. At some point, homeboy, you gotta choose your path.
Now who got that? You got that. So that is how we get it. Now who got that? You got that.
Insight, the innovator, triple deluxe, super metaphor, you the leader. Strong like atomic missile, sizzle on a crossfader. Sharp as a dark smash, forces a dark fader. Ross orchestrator, walking the equator, eating haters and reaching for an naked star data. Bombing on paper, indeed break the laws of nature. Augment reality beyond places, laws of gravity could take us. State of the art, a lot of haters are made to depart. I'm chopping the faces off for the crew that didn't pay the cost. It's a major loss, force of the phrase, eliminate your data source. If on the wrong path, we consider changing course. Take a look around, destiny mapped like Ace of Course. Wrong shortcut, and the fate is lost. Within
any setback, push forth with greater force and raise velocity to make it across.
Now who got that? You got that. So that is how we live.
Yes, sir. So that is none other than Edo G and Insight. They did put an album together called Edo G and Insight Innovates. So if you guys are really into the Boston hip hop scene, and you know, over the years, these guys have definitely put it down over the years. So make sure you go check that album out. It's dope front to back. As you can hear, the beats, this type of beat format is all over the album. Very jazzy, very soulful, man. So make sure you go check that one out. And all right, so coming in at album number 5, we have none other than this artist, Noah the Sinner. You guys probably have never heard of him, but let me break it down. He's from Staten Island, the same place where Wu-Tang Clan is from. I think he was like a Wu-Tang affiliate. But anyways, he dropped an album. He recorded an album in 1996 called The Album, like Noah the Sinner, The Album. It just was shelved all the way up until this year. So just think about that. 96, so that's 25 years ago. The album has just been sitting there collecting dust, and they finally decided to release it. So, yeah, we're going to get into a joint off this album, Noah the Sinner. It's called The Album. And it has a limited amount of copies on CD. So, if you can find a copy, good luck. But I think you have to get it overseas or something. But nonetheless, we're going to get into John off this album, man. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Hey, boy. What's up, Pops? What's up? Shit, I know you violence, ain't you?
True.
Goddamn, I knew this when you're a little motherfucker, boy.
Pops, crazy.
How your brother and them doing?
Yo, them niggas chilling, man.
That's good. Listen. Let me get $20, boy.
Pops, $20?
I can get $2, man.
$2,
yeah. Shit. See, you young motherfuckers is cheap, man. That's fucked up.
You're coming harder than the average, but managed to see you through with this. You're coming to, I've seen it before. This shit ain't new, check. It's true, individuals passed from way back. Used to split shit together, struggling on a crime track. That was saying these days are different reality. Shit ain't the same, the whole fucking game changing strategies. I've seen them rocking tights, get off tonight, caught and fly. Aim and I, but just can see the light, so they bite. Snake selling, killing my normal path of thinking. Feel like combined with death without a blink. And now I'm sinking deep into your mindscape, killing the bait to good cake. We'll get this shit straight, yo. I got visions from different places. I got bad dreams seeing dead faces, which takes me back to the crime scene. It's charging through my skull like time. I'm barely breathing, brain bleeding because I'm dreaming.
This is the END or the start of something new. Smash into the wall, yo, I ain't got a clue. Crash, I'm coming through into the boot doop state of mind. I climb, I look down, and I see demons on the ground. Reaching for a cliff with my right hand. It took all my effort to understand it was only sand. Damn, I'm on the platform, I'm in the red swarm, and like Pee-wee's world, enormous the feeling, bleeding after attacks on my body, but the wounds are not deadly, yet they haven't got me. They try to stop me, but I'm slippery. My mind flips quick and turn a loss into victory, cause I'm the stalk, I'm the light that sparked, I'm the stars, I'm the distance, the motorcycle traffic jams my cars, but what's real and what's not, visions and daydreams are, me lead me to the spot, back to the plot, and bear where the tramp for, home at the base. It's all good, everything is known. No enemies in sight, no fuss, no fight. I got visions from different places. I got bad dreams, seeing dead faces, which takes me back to the crime scene. It's charging through my skull like time. I'm barely breathing, brain bleeding because I'm dreaming.
Yo, since my day of birth, I thought I'd be amongst the chosen. Unfortunate curses at birth has got me locked down and frozen. I'm still upholding and getting wiser with time. I went from sniffing dimes to rhymes to fleeing scenes of the crime. But that was back in adolescence. Nowadays, niggas is destined to try to send me to the essence. Protect my session and violate his pay. The price is life. This where we stay is like a daily sacrifice. Friends be enemies and vice versa. It's gotten worse since the start. Cause murder bees in daily yard. And shorties act out on what they seeing. They go from fake guns to real guns to niggas doing 1 to 3 in. So say the ghetto ain't the place to blossom. But when I'm gonna hate it, and when I come back, I'm glad we got him. It puts me out
reality back in my vision so I can focus. Cause some go from the richest to the brokest.
So as a kid, I didn't care much of being educated. But as time faded, it got me even more frustrated. It took me to moments with the prison of rage, mad anger. I'm feeling trapped in a small cage with my hands back tied. Scared as hell, I'm terrified to be left behind, forgotten without any pride. I'm all exhausted from bad dreams and sleepless nights. Visions, pictures passing me by like flashlights. I feel my eyes are swollen in this indistinct field. Trapped, finding myself in this lower deja vu. I go panic, cause my mind is on the pressure. I'm caught up in stress, trying to break out of this mess that I can't escape. Cause it keeps me awake and suspicious about my wishes that's been washed out like dishes. So nowadays I maintain and try to find my own ways to ease the pain and keep myself up with the pain.
Well, I got visions from different places. I got bad dreams seeing dead faces, which takes me back to the crime scene.
It's charging to my skull like time. I'm barely breathing, brain bleeding because I'm dreaming.
I got visions from different places. I got bad dreams seeing dead faces, which takes me back to the crime scene. It's charging through my skull like time. I'm barely breathing, brain bleeding because I'm dreaming.
Oh yeah, guys, that's Noah the Sinner. Album is called The Album. Like I said, it was a shelved album from 1996. And look at that, 25 years later, it finally sees the light of day. But it's, as you can feel, it has a nice mid-90s feel. He was affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan back then. So, yeah, if you like that whole vibe, make sure you go check that album out. That track was called Visions of Crime featuring Sherlock. So, yeah, so that covers my top five of my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the year of 2021. If you guys are just tuning in, I'll kind of just go over and do a little recap here. So make sure you go check out all these albums, y'all, because they're incredible. So the first one is Beneficence and Confidence. The album is called Stellar Mind. Coming in at album number two is Big Stacks and Nighttime. The album is called The Vibe Out. Album number three is Common. He dropped a new joint called The Beautiful Revolution Part 2. Coming in album number four is Edogene Insight Innovates. Edogene Insight dropped an album called Edogene Insight Innovates. Make sure you go check that one out. And coming in number five is Noah the Sinner dropping the album. And that covers my top five of my top 10 hip-hop album picks for 2021 thus far. We're going to get into the second half of the top 10. But before I do, I just want to play a little insert from a DJ named DJ Mr. Sinister on the turntables. Because, you know, that's a big element of hip-hop, turntablism. So I'm just going to bust off this Mr. Sinister routine. And we're going to get into the second half of the top 10 hip-hop albums of 2021 thus far. Again, this is Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW. Thank you guys for tuning in. Much appreciated.
Like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, y'all. That was DJ Mr. Sinister on the ones and twos there doing some turntablism. If you guys don't know who Mr. Sinister is, he's from a legendary crew from the 90s called the X-Men. And actually, they started in the late 80s. And they carried on in the 90s, carried on to 2000s. Of course, went through different chambers, the group, as time went on. But that was Mr. Sinister's Method Man routine that he did at the 93 DMC, US DMC finals that he was in. He didn't win, but he turned a lot of heads with that routine. They're like, damn, that's crazy what you did with those records, man. But anyways, we're moving on to the second half of the show. The second half of my top 10 hip-hop album picks for the year 2020 this year. Of course, covering the first three quarters of the year. We're in the last quarter of the year. And coming in at album number 6, we got a surprise album that dropped. Didn't really get a lot of promotion. Wasn't really advertised that much. But Large Professor and Neek the Exotic from Queens, they dropped an album called Extra Exotic. If you guys are up on Large Professor, he's a legendary hip-hop producer going back like 30 years, starting off with Main Source. And they're doing his own albums and, of course, working with other artists like Large Professor. Neek the Exotic. Neek the Exotic is same, you know, his career is about 20 years now. He came on Faking the Funk, track by Main Source, produced by Large Professor. That was put on around 92. I think it was on the White Man Can't Jump soundtrack, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to get into a joint off their brand new album called Extra Exotic. And make sure you guys go pick this one up and support it if you like Large Professor, Neek the Exotic, or Queens Hip Hop, yo. Yes, sir. Large Professor and Neek the Exotic. Man, these guys have been putting in work over the years, man. And I love seeing that when they get together, they put an album together or they just do music together, whether it's on one album or just with other artists. It's just it's a beautiful thing, man, because I know those guys represent the true essence of hip hop. You know what I mean? So make sure you check out and pick up their new album, Extra Exotic. That track was Ain't a Lot Changed, that's what it's called. And it's definitely a banger, man. The whole album is incredible, man. Large Professor hasn't lost a step, and he doesn't get a lot of praise. He's not really one of those producers that's out there a lot. He's kind of like the, I would say, the East Coast version of DJ Quick. So I was bumming some DJ Quick the other day, and he doesn't get a lot of praise either, man. He's definitely a slept-on producer, man. All right, so moving along into album number 7, we have none other than the Mad Face Invasion Click themselves, which is Onyx. They dropped an album called Onyx for Life. Yes, the same Onyx with Throw Your Guns and all that stuff from back in the days. Back in the early 90s, man. Onyx for Life, that's a brand new album. This album, it just came out of nowhere. It's definitely a banger, man, front to back. I mean, you get pretty much what you normally would expect with Onyx. It's just Fredro Starr and Sticky Fingers now. Big DS passed away about 20 years ago now. Rest in peace. Their DJ, DJX1, passed away. Rest in peace. And then Suave, he's not with the group anymore. So we're going to get into joint off the album. This one's called We Take, which is a classic Onyx sound. You guys will love this one. It's a tunnel banger. All right, check it out, yo.
For the killer MC, I blast anybody in my way just for the feeling. The black mask come out, everybody see the villain. To get cash every night without an occupation. Digging in your ribs like a game of operation. Corona came, the shit is wild, see the times crazy. Niggas talking crime, don't pay, but crime pays me. Whatever they make, we take. They don't want no beat, these niggas sweet as cheesecake. And I'm here for the desserts, in the desert you get murked. If you see the desert on me, then you know that I'm at work. So caution, caution, get the yellow tape. Even Jab Master J was moving hella weight. Don't make me put a clip in you, stick might be sticking you. Every night hanging with them sick individuals, we wildin' out. Whatever they make, we take. Whatever they make, we take. Whatever they make, we take. Whatever we see, we attack, attack. I came in the door, said it before. Never leave the guns outside in the car. Nigga, you think you pop, but you ain't big enough at all. Hip-hop was dead, they had to dig me out the floor. Yesterday I didn't care, don't give a shit today. And tomorrow, probably still feel the same way. R.I.P. these niggas getting ripped. It's sticky fucking finger, I would take your trip. Hit you where it hurts in your pockets real quick. One shot to your head, nigga won't feel shit. Get big green like fucking Bill Bix. Got people in UPS, nigga, that's still bricks. Jump out the dollar band, turn you to a hologram. Getting money every time, nigga, got a scam. If you ain't got a plan, nigga, then you got a blam. For the dollar man, shit is getting out of hand. Whatever they make, we take. Whatever they make, we take. Whatever they make, we take. Whatever we see, we attack, attack.
See, I told you guys, man, that's See, I told you guys that's Onyx, man. They're back with Onyx for Life. Shouts to Sticky Fingers and Fredro Starr. They're keeping it Onyx, man, for the hardcore fans. And, yeah, man, if you're a hardcore Onyx fan, you're going to love this album, man. Just straight up, man. And that's coming in at album number 7. All right, so we're moving right along here. We got album number 8. Before I get into that, I want you guys to check out my blog site. If you haven't yet already, it's essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. You go there, and it has all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from 1986 all the way to the present year. Updated every year, man. I'm very proud of it, and it's kind of an archive, all the 10 best albums of every year that's dropped as the years pass on, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I really enjoy it. I love it. I really enjoy doing it. And it's not just for me. It's for you guys too, man. Use it as a reference. Use it as a reference to check out albums that you might have not heard that are dope, or just albums that you just forgot that you heard one time or another, and you're just like, oh yeah, I remember that one. So I got to go back and revisit it and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So I've been following hip hop since 87, 88. Well, I was introduced in 87. I've been following it since 1988. So every year, man, it's been following it. So it's quite the legacy. So you go check it out. EssentialHipHopAlbums.blogspot.com. That's the site. And my email address is on the main page. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. What should be on there? What shouldn't be on there? I'd love to have some dialogue with you guys and get some feedback on it. So, all right. So moving into album number 8, we have none other than Raph Almighty, Raw Matic, and G-Stats. This album is called The Ruler Gods. And this is one I just stumbled upon a blog site one day. And I checked it out, and I was like, dang, this album is dope, man. Some really dope hip-hop, man. The hip-hop that we all love, everyone that's tuned in the show would love. So we're going to get into a joint off the album. I'm not too sure if you can get this one on tape, CD, or vinyl, what have you, but you can go do your research on that. But all right, let's get into a track off this album, y'all. It's definitely banging.
Sharpen whatever you have. You know, your skill, your culture, you refine it to the best that it can be. That's what refinement is. To make it best is refinement.
Yo, better keep your skills sharp.
Yes, sir. No doubt, y'all. That was, oh my gosh, the Ruler of Gods. Album again is by Raph Almighty, Rawmatic, and G-Stats. That track was the Ruler of Gods featuring Ras Cass and DJ Sunny Craft, man. Make sure you guys go check out this album. It's very underground, very independent. You just do a Google search and you'll probably be able to dig it up somehow. But it's definitely one you guys got to check out, man. It's incredible music. And we're going to move right along to the next album coming in at album number 9. It's by one of my favorite Boston MCs come out of Boston. Singapore Kane. He dropped a new album called The Dawn Manifesto. And this album is incredible, man. I actually was chatting with him on Facebook. We're going to try to see if we can do an interview sometime or another. He's a really friendly guy. Just search for him on Facebook, guys. You can chat with him and just let him know what you think about his music. It's really incredible stuff. And yeah, his new album is incredible, man. He hangs around with like Big Shug, Premier. Speaking of Premier, he does have a Premier track on this album called Dreams, I believe it's called. Let me just double check on that. I think it's Dreams and Visions or something like that. Yeah, Dreams and Visions, that's what it's called. So we're going to get into that track off this brand new album from Singapore Kane called The Dawn Manifesto, man. Make sure you go pick it up and support it. It's really good. I love his flow. I love the way his voice sounds. His subject matter is really dope as well. Big Shug is on this album, you know, keeping it in the family, Boston, you know, the whole Gangstar Foundation. A lot of the foundation originally was from Boston, and then, of course, Premier hooked up, and they put it all together. But, yeah, this is definitely one you want to check out, y'all, so hope you enjoy this track, Dreams and Visions, produced by DJ Premier. Let's go.
Yo, what up? It's Singapore Kane. Yo, what up? What up? What up? What up? What up? It's Singapore Kane. Chilla, chilla, chilla with my man DJ Premier. We got it popping right now, Boston baby. The most underrated nigga that never made it. Rather get paid than played. Fuck all the slave shit. So long as my motherfucking pockets are fat, the rest of the world's safe. My planet is straight ape, a sniper, hyper, rowdy like Roddy Piper. My dog's junkyard is all filled with vipers. Nightlife living, making money in sparkism. Still a vaccine for hip hop autism. Alpha male, top bull on the farm. Especially when it's preem cutting the track like scissor hands on the lawn. Why they on when your music come on? Why is the perfect time to get my drink when you about to perform? I represent for top shotas and dandanas, gumpanti, badman. You can't tell this dude not, especially because I survived this jungle living. Dodge critics trying to stifle my dreams and visions. Yeah.
The eyes of a stranger feeling more like a vulture.
I keep my eyes wide, run, you can't hide.
My dreams is a wild scene.
The eyes of a stranger feeling more like a vulture.
I keep my eyes wide, run, you can't hide.
My dreams is a wild scene.
Jamaican immigrants had a dream, so now you hearing them. Gangster soul in my genetic genes, wearing them. Haters try to scare you with doubt, but I ain't fearing them. Cause fish niggas fill up your clique like an aquarium. And my crew's filled with barbarians, Conan niggas that either gave the scars or scar carrying. And please tell me I ain't hood. I'm from the same city that produced marathon bombers and Big Shug. Racism 2013, what does it mean? It means it's not about black or white, it's about green. Got props like the Blue Man Group, Haitian show. Showing love, we street level Tom McCool. So when I'm gone and I'm just a memory, hope they remember me for Batman legacy. From Tokyo to Tivoli, this matrix living. No drugs, no prison, or any machine on earth can stop my dreams and visions.
Eyes of a stranger feeling more like a vulture.
I keep my eyes wide, run, you can't hide.
My dreams is a wild scene.
The eyes of a stranger feeling more like a vulture.
I keep my eyes wide, run, you can't hide.
My dreams is a wild scene.
attacking like a slick Apache. I might get trigger happy if you think cause I'm skinny you could walk up to me and slap me. Not in your wildest dreams, wildest shit that I seen is the reason I'm keen. Peeping your childish schemes, making money cause it's money to make, and taking money cause it's money to take, and I'm doing it half-baked. Mean mugging means nothing to rude boy ragamuffin, especially when I'm up in your bird just like stuffing. I'm the black Fabio with a barrio, unapologetic with dick, so I don't fuck with sorry hoes. Breadwinner, gotta walk with a head spinner who open her legs to make me happy. I ain't gotta beg, nigga, it ain't easy to please me. In my vision, Nefertiti doesn't mind knowing I'm chief for the teepee. Plus life living, picket fence with children, love, respect, and support for my dreams and visions. Yeah.
Eyes of a stranger, feeling more like a vulture.
I keep my eyes wide, run, you can't hide.
My dreams is a wild scene.
A stranger feeling more like a vulture.
I keep my eyes wide, run, you can't hide.
My dreams is a wild scene.
Yo, what up? This is Singapore Kane. Yo, what up? What up? What up? What up? What up? This is Singapore Kane.
Yeah, y'all, that was a DJ Premier on the beat, on the scratches. Man, nice to hear Premier still doing his thing after all this time, man. The first track he did was with Gangstar, 1988, Words I Manifest. So you got to think, he's been doing it for 33 years and he's still making beats. He hasn't stopped. So big shouts to DJ Premier. So we are moving into the last and final album in my top 10 hip hop album picks for 2021 thus far. Of course, this is covering the first three quarters of the year. We're in the last quarter of the year, which is October, November, December. Nothing is really scheduled to be released of any interest of mine anyways thus far, but you never know. Things just pop out of nowhere, so we'll have to see what happens. But in case you guys missed the first nine albums, just quickly go over them. First one we had, this is all in alphabetical order, by the way. So the first album was Beneficence and Confidence, Stellar Mind. Then I had Big Stacks and Nighttime, The Vibe Out. Then I had Common's new project, which is actually called A Beautiful Revolution Part 2. Then I had Etogene Insight releasing a new project called Etogene Insight Innovates. Then I had Noah the Cinna, the album. That was number 5. Number 6, Large Professor, Neek the Exotic, Extra Exotic. Number 7, Onyx for Life. And number 8 is Raph Almighty, Rawmatic, and G-Stats, The Ruler Gods. And the next, Singapore Kane, The Dawn Manifesto. And last but not least, coming in at album number 10 is Snoop D-O-double-G himself, Snoop Dogg, From the Streets to the Suites. And this album, yeah, it dropped on 420, April 20th. I'll remember that. Because, you know, that's National Weed Day. And, man, this album actually surprised me. I mean, I can honestly say this is the best Snoop Dogg album since, I would say, Malice in Wonderland, which is like 2009. And then he did drop an album with Dame Funk, but that was like a collab album. But, I mean, I'm talking in terms of a solo Snoop album. This is the first album that was dope that he dropped since 2009, Malice in Wonderland, man. That's just my personal opinion. I think Snoop is an incredible artist, but he needs to definitely step up his album game like he did back in the days, like in the 90s and the 2000s. The 2010s, he was just dropping some weird stuff. And then he did that that Rastafarian album when he changed his name to Snoop Lion. I don't know, he's doing some weird stuff, but anyways, so getting, looks like Snoop has come back to earth with his the album's qualities that he's putting out in the production and everything. We're going to get into a joint off this album, and hope you guys enjoy it, man. Check it out.
Niggas don't want you to keep your head up.
fuck what they talking about. Nigga, get your bread up.
Shined up my shoes and jumped in my ride, feeling like a pimp doing 55 in a 5'7", clean as a revving LS3, so G keep my engine revving. Hell of heaven, you can't tell a legend.
What?
See what you don't know and won't know, enjoy your beverage. Separate with Severus, I'm Rich Paul and Maverick. Libra gang, so you know that I'm leveraged. I keep that black book with the black heat, sell them same, like I own 100,000 Krispy Kremes. I'm doing donuts, the homies go nuts. See one dog in the town, nigga? We turn out off that motherfucking E4O Mango Scotto.
Yes,
nigga, we sip it out the bottle. I'm in the bay for a day. Let me bubble this plate and show you niggas how I parlay.
Niggas don't want you to keep your head up. Fuck what they talking about. Nigga, get your bread up.
Double R from the O, I mean a long time ago. He took me to the 9-8 block to the endo stuff, so I could make a quick purchase and run it back. I'm on my silicone shit, spent 10, made back 100 stacks. It's amazing how hustle is so many ways. Count revenue streams in so many ways. We never watch the clock, so we don't know how many days. I'm the quarterback, cause I got so many plays. Digitally fit, physically fit. Snoop Dogg and the Mechanics, nigga, this that shit. Bang that, bang that, bang that slap. Make a nigga say, bring that back. Now do I like her, or do I love her? I put my shit in gear and burn rubber. Spice wanted Show Dogg on the Zap, man. You wouldn't know about it, nigga, it's a bang thing. Dope era, beast mode. Candy paint, Zenas and Vogues. More deals to close, more bills to fold. Get your bread, homie, and stack that shit by the lows.
Niggas don't want you to keep your head up. Fuck what they talking about. Nigga, get your bread up.
Get your motherfucking money, man. Come on.
Niggas don't want you to keep
niggas
your head up.
Niggas always want you to keep your head down, man. Fuck that. Keep pushing.
Fuck what they talking about. Nigga, get your bread up.
No, nigga. G-Man's and Chops. Orange juice and yachts. Prescription bottle, fill to the top, filled with the rocks, the dope gang. VIPs for sale, but we was blowing shade. Now I'm on the bigger things, I like real estate. I like platinum on my wrist, I did that today. I'm a smooth ass nigga with a pocket full of cake. Larry, where you from? Bitch, I'm from the Bay. Dipping and dripping, I keep it on me, I'm tripping. Whole lot of women, they all say that I'm different. Fitted to my toes. I like bank rolls. Bitch, you need to speed it up. You know the bank finna close. A kick in the freezer, 40 in the stove. I cried in the trap when I lost Quinn Coleman. They don't wanna see me win, I keep my head up. I'm going hard every day and never letting up. What's happening?
Niggas don't want you to keep your head up.
Yeah.
Fuck what they talking about. Nigga, get your bread up. La da 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 da. Niggas don't want you to keep your head up.
Keep going, my nigga.
Fuck what they talking about. Nigga, get your bread up. La da 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 da.
Say, man. What you should know. Oh, them booty toes. Oh, for she. Say, man. I'm in the bay for a day, man. You know how we get it, man. Burn rubber.
Right, y'all, that's Snoop D-O double G, Snoop Dogg, dropping his brand new effort called From the Streets to the Sweets. That's definitely a dope album. Very funky, nice album you can just roll to, you know what I mean? No matter where you're going. And yeah, that's coming in at album number 10 in my top 10 hip-hop album picks for 2021 thus far. You can check all the top 10 hip-hop album picks that I've done and I've chosen from 1986 all the way up to the present year. And I hope there's some gems in there. It's all available on my blog site, which is essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. Go there, check it out. And yeah, just go through the years, man. It's a great trip down memory lane. Like I said, you probably see some albums in there that you've listened to a million times, some albums that you haven't heard in a while, or just maybe that you've never, ever heard. So if you just go in and check it out and shoot me an email, let me know what you think, because it's all on the whatchamacallit, it's all on the website. the email address and such. So we're going to now switch over to the second half of the show. We've got 20 seconds. I'll